Murder is without a doubt the capital crime against another human being and against humanity itself. It is the crime that forever branded Cain and all the heirs of his heinous act. In all ages and in all lands, homicide has been the most serious offense one can commit, mankind's darkest and most sinister deed. Throughout the centuries, the rate of murder has increased proportionately with the growth of populations. Murder also increased as the killing techniques of warfare became more sophisticated. In this century, beginning with World War I, battlefields became mass killing grounds. This was achieved with the help of machine guns, massive artillery barrages, tanks, and ground strafing planes. Automatic weapons accounted for the majority of deaths. These tools of war are the chief cause for the staggering rise in murder. Last year, more than 10,000 Americans were murdered by automatic handguns alone. The 20th century has become the century of murder, especially in America, where one out of four families are in some way touched by homicide. Drug wars in every city contribute to this frantic and alarming increase in killings, with thousands of random victims slain in mindless drive-by shootings. In Washington, D.C., now considered to be the murder capital of the world, homicides have become so terrifyingly common that, in 1993, the mayor asked the National Guard to patrol the city streets at bayonet point. The World Encyclopedia of 20th Century Murder profiles a chilling chronicle of more than 1,000 killers. To better understand the epidemic of killings plaguing our society today, it is necessary to examine all manner of homicides, as well as the slayers themselves, each case having varying degrees of methods and motivations. There are myriad cases in which the motivation is so obscure or strange that no logic can be applied to the killing. Penny Bjorklund drove aimlessly through the hills above San Francisco in 1959 until she came upon August Norrie, a handyman dumping refuse from his pickup. She shot him to death. Authorities later found an entry in Bjorklund's diary written on the morning of the murder. "This is the day I will kill someone. If I meet anyone, that will be it." British slayer Margaret Allen, who clomped about in men's clothing, killed an elderly woman on a whim in 1948, later offering as her only explanation, "I was in a funny mood." Neil Allen Butterfield felt the same bizarre impulse, killing a 7-year-old child in 1949 to see someone die. So did Edmund Emil Kemper III, a hulking teenager who slew his grandparents and later told his mother, "I just wondered how it would feel to shoot Grandma." Kemper was imprisoned, released, and went on to rape, kill, dismember, and cannibalize at least 8 women, decapitating their heads as trophies, including that of his own mother. David Bullock, a New York male prostitute, killed 6 people because he thought it was fun. Norma Jean Armistead, a hospital nurse who was apparently obsessed with having a child, created false medical records to show she was pregnant. 9 months later, Armistead visited a woman she knew was about to deliver a baby, killed her, and extricated the child through a crude but successful cesarean operation. She then checked into the hospital saying she had delivered her own child. The inexplicable murders of women committed by New York sculptor Robert Irwin were later explained as Irwin's way of preventing the women from becoming promiscuous. Kenneth New, an aspiring nightclub singer, killed one man who made homosexual advances upon him in 1933, then another, apparently to advance his show business career. New went to his execution wearing the suit of one of his victims and singing a ditty he had composed for the occasion, "I'm fit as a fiddle and ready to hang." Parents have murdered their own children on the flimsiest of excuses. Peter Bozzelli murdered his favorite child because he did not want her to marry and leave him. Elizabeth Duncan went to San Quentin's gas chamber in 1962 for hiring 2 hitmen to murder her daughter-in-law because she thought her son would be better off with another woman.